It's time for NZ On Air Music Presents Rewind. Hey, we're here with Jules from Thorazine Shuffle. He's in the studio, which is a first time for me.
Hello.
You played some pretty great support slots. Which of these were your favourite?
Well, yeah, a couple of the bigger tours. I mean, we supported Silverchair on their New Zealand tour. Well, that's Auckland and Wellington. That's a tour. And likewise with the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Auckland, Wellington. The Red Hot Chili Peppers gig tour was my favourite, actually. They were actually really nice guys, and I hung out with Chad Smith and got on really well with him, and actually had breakfast with him and Anthony the next day at a cafe in Wellington, which was pretty, like, yeah, it was kind of surreal. You know, you just sort of roll along and enjoy things like that as they happen. But the Silverchair one was crazy in that the fans were just nuts. It was kind of like Beatlemania, just people screaming all the way through our set.
Yeah,
it was good fun.
That's cool. It says on your audio culture page that you played several all-ages shows at the Alan Melville Hall, which is where I used to have to go for shows. So I find that super cool.
Power Station also were good for all-age shows as well. Particularly Max TV were involved in putting on some good all-age gigs there.
What do you think the main difference between playing an all-ages gig and a restricted gig would be?
Yeah, I mean, all-age gigs, the crowd are a lot more, well, you know, invested. They that's not often they get to go to all-age shows, so when they go, they're really into it. Whereas, an overage crowd tends to be a little more cool. But, yeah, they were all good shows, good times, you know, the 90s. Oh, they were fun.
I also find with the all-ages shows that I went to, it was a lot more like, okay, well, this is the time I'm going out this month, so I'm going to go hard.
Yeah.
Whereas if you go to Whammy, it's just everyone can go out whenever they want, so it's a lot more chill.
Yeah. Well, there were just a lot more shows all around back then. You could have five bands at the Power Station and fill the place. And that was partly, that was due, to, I'd say, to Max TV. There was a higher visibility of bands, and also, you know, pre-internet, pre-cell phones, people had a bit more spare time, and yeah.
A bit more time to go and see a band instead of just watch them on YouTube.
That's right, yes.
What was another New Zealand band from that time that you really liked?
Simeon Mancola, or SLK. Before I joined Thorazine Shuffle, I recorded a lot of bands up here at BFM. I was a freelance engineer at the time, and I recorded Thorazine Shuffle and SLK, and they were two of my favourite bands to work with. And eventually, doing that, recording bands, led to me joining Thorazine, so that's part of the story. But yeah, Simeon Mancola, and, you know, She Hard, Head Like a Hole, Fang, The D4, I'll just start rattling off bands, that'll do for now. That's enough.
So you had been recording Thorazine Shuffle and other bands up at BFM?
Yes, before I joined Thorazine.
Yeah. And Thorazine Shuffle also featured on the top 10 heaps of times, and you're currently here some 25 years later, still being
an engineer. Yeah, I come back. Stuff. It all comes around.
What keeps you around? What do you like about BFM?
The music and the attitude, and it represents a lifestyle for people. And you usually hear good music here first. You do hear good music here first.
Is there anything else like you want to talk about or say?
I don't like the weather currently. And this summer's been a real letdown.
Yeah, I'm not editing that out.
Okay, that's fine.
What song shall we play now?
We'll play the first single, An Affair. It's got some pretty shit-hot drumming in it, if I don't say so myself.
was Rewind, presented by NZ On Air Music.